Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Tezvav. We're beginning on the very bottom line, two lines from the bottom, on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, by Omar Ula. So the Gemara tells us, Omar Ula, Kol HaKori Kriyashma Below Tefillin. If somebody is saying Kriyashma without wearing his tefillin, Kilu Meyid Edus Sheker Biatzmo. It's as if he's testifying falsely about himself. It says in the Kriyashma, Kshatim Losi Yadecha, Vayula Tov Tefos Ben Enecha, and he's not wearing them. Obviously, this is talking about when the person has the opportunity to put it on. If a person doesn't have the opportunity to put on tefillin for whatever the reason, of course, he should say Kriya Shema even without his tefillin on. It's like a person brought an ola without the appropriate libations, the flower libations that come along with it, without mincha, or like bringing a carbon without the appropriate other libations that come with it. Tosis over here in the little bottom, Tosis says, ola below mincha, he says, who I did, the mati lema below nesachem. It didn't have to say the flower libations, it could have said the wine libations that come with it. It has both flour and wine libations. Since that's the lashon that the pasuk uses, that's the reason the Gemara used over here, the ola without a mincha and a zevach below nesachim. The Gemara contingent says, if a person wants to go and truly accept upon himself HaKadosh Baruch Hu's preeminence and dominance over the entire world, to accept upon himself O Malchus Shemayim, shleima, completely. So this is the proper way. In the morning, get up, yifneh. A person should get up in the morning, go to the bathroom. Like she says, Linakova, which the Chadoshim Gam Yishonim brings down from Rav Shteif Zatzal, who says that this is a Lashon Rabim over here to include both Levade Kol Nakova, all your orifices. You could go and make sure that you're clean when you daven. Then Vito Yodav, you wash your hands afterwards, Venegovasa, and you say Nitilas Yadayim, Vyonich Tfilin, you put on your Tfilin then, Vyakari Kriyashma, then you daven, Vyaspala, and you say Shemana Esrei. Vazuya Malchus Shemaim Shlema. That's the ideal way to put all of this in the right order without doing anything else first, except maybe for learning or other mitzvos. Amar Chiya Barabba, Amar Yochanan, Kol Anifne, Venoto Yodov, Umeniach Tefillin. If somebody does this, he goes to the bathroom, and then he washes his hands, and then he puts on his tefillin, and then he's reading Kriyashma, Bakori Kriyashma, Umispalo, and then he davens Shemoneh Esrei, Ma'alov Akosov, Kilu Bonim Mizbeach. It's as if you built a Mizbeach, V'hikriv Olov Korban, and you sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it, based upon the Pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, Dechsiv, Erchatz Minikoyon Kapoy, I will wash myself and make myself clean, and then Hashem, and I will circle then the Mizbeach of Hashem. So therefore we connect these two of you. If you do things properly, then it's like building a Mizbeach to Hashem. So if you take care of your bodily needs and you daven, so that's the right way to take care of yourself. Amalei Rova, Lo Sova Lamar, Ki Ilu Toval, Dechsiv, Erchatz Benikoyon, Lo Kesiv, Erchatz Kapoy. The way the pasuk is phrased, Rava says it means to go even tovel yourself. Ideally, a person should be tovel himself, not just to wash his hands, because it uses the lashon of here, erchatz b'nikoyon, implying the whole body, and it doesn't say erchatz kapoy, just my hands. So I'm Ravina to Rava. Ravina said to Rava, chazi mar haitzuvim rabbanon, the awesome mar Rava. Look at this person over here who came up from Eretz Yisrael, this young rabbi, disturbing rabbanon, means somebody who's especially a bright Talmud Chacham. It's usually used for a young Talmud Chacham, but there are usages. You see Gemara Megillah, where it says it can also be used for even an older person. In any event, he came from Eretz Yisrael, v'amr, and he said, this idea of washing hands is very important, but if you don't have water to wash your hands, you can still clean your hands off before davening to get rid of any schmutz that's on your hands by rubbing them or wiping them in the dirt or with pebbles or with some sort of kismis. Rashi says over here, kismis is like kisim, little splinters, little pieces of wood. And he said, this is the vart that this person, this young Talmud Chacham, came from Eretz Yisrael and told them. So Ravina told this to Rava, and Rava said, Yasha Kayach, very, very good, that's a good vart. Mik Sib, because the Pasuk doesn't say Erchatz Bamayim, this is again why this is over here, because the Pasuk tells us that you should go and clean yourself, but it doesn't say specifically with water. It doesn't say Erchatz Bamayim, Benikoyim Sib. It just says you should clean yourself, which implies, Kol Midi Demanki, any way that you can, quote, clean yourself, wipe off the schmutz that's on your hand, that's the proper way. That's why many people, before they say any bracha, they go wash their hands to make sure that the hands are physically clean, as well as being clean from Tumah. The Har Rav Chista, because we see Rav Chista used to go and light, he would curse, so to say, Amanda Mahadir Amaya Bidan Slosa. He would be upset about somebody that would go and search for water at the time of tzlosa, at the time which normally means of davening. But now we define that. We say, Vahani milil kriyashma. That's talking about a person who's going to miss his man kriyashma because he's looking for water. That's not right. Avala tvila, when you have more time, because tvila is a later zman than kriyashma, mahadi, you should go look for water. It's improper to say the shmona esrei over here, the tvila, the shmona esrei, as opposed to kriyashma, which is a shorter time period, so you better go and do it before you look for the water. But for shmona esrei, which you have a little bit more time, so then you should look for the water. Avala tvila mahadi. V'ad kama, how far do you have to go wash your hands? So he says, ad parsa, you have to go 4 mil. A parsa is 4 mil, a mil is about a kilometer. So he says, that's true, v'hani mili, only l'kame, if you're going in that direction. A person's traveling on the road, and he says, okay, I'm going to travel another 4 parsa, and there'll be water, so then he has to travel that 4 parsa. But let's say he realized that he's not going to reach water, so he'd have to go back, avol yachari, to return, to go back on the road, afilu mil einu chozer. He doesn't have to go back a mil. Sumar says, we know, we learned that mil hu deinu chozer, if you have to travel backwards a mil, the amount of time it takes to travel a mil, which is normally 18 minutes, again, we talk about this in regards to Shmur Matzah, so we take the more machmas share, 18 minutes, but there here could be even a share of 24 minutes. So here at Lechumra would be to take the larger share. In any event, the amount of time that takes a person to walk a mil is 18 to 24 minutes. The different shita is 22 and a half minutes. In any event, that amount of time, more than that, you don't have to walk. However, if it's mina from less than that, mina mil hu deinu chozer, for a mil you don't have to walk back, hapachos mil, if it's less than the amount of time it takes you to walk, 18 to 24 minutes, so 17 minutes you'd have to walk chozer, person has to go and seek out that water. And this is the same thing the Mepharshim bring down, is for tefillah, how far do you have to go for tefillah b'tzibur? So if you're going in that direction, person traveling on the road, and he could stop now in daven mincha, or he knows if he travels another 72 minutes, let's say if you take 4 parsa being 18 times 4, so then he'd have to travel another hour to go make a minyan. But if he's already past the place, it's 25 minutes back, and he realizes he's not going to make the next town to make mincha, he doesn't have to go back 25 minutes. Again, milsa de chasidusa, a person wants to be a chassid, he should, of course, still do that, but you're not obligated or required by law. Next, Mishnah. Hakoriyah Shema, if a person's reading Kriyah Shema, below Yishmiel Yozdo, and he didn't hear the words, he has to mouth them. I pointed out in the shiur the other day, you can't scan the words. Everybody agrees that's not Yotze. But here we're talking about, did you hear or not what you mouthed? So the Tanakam over here says, we'll see this, some of the gears over here, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara, the box is going to take out the words Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, so either you include it here and you include it in the Gemara, or you don't have it over here, then you take it out in the Gemara, but it is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, if you're reading Kriyat Shema and you don't hear the words, nevertheless you're Yotze, as long as you mouth them, even though you didn't hear them. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yotze, the person is not Yotze Kriyat Shema in this situation if he didn't hear what he said. We'll see this is based upon Psukim. We already alluded to this in previous shiur. If the person read the Kriyat Shema Korah v'lo dikdik b'yosi yosel, he wasn't careful about all the places we are supposed to pause and read the words carefully, as we'll learn at the end of Shia today or tomorrow Shia. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yotze. You're still Yotze even if you weren't so careful in the pronunciation of all the words. Make sure that you don't have any run-on words, making sure that you pronounce each word properly and separately. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Here Rabbi Yehuda says Lo Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yotze in this situation. Finally, the Mishnah says, Akorel Mafrei, if you read out of order, you read the words out of order within the same paragraph. If you read the paragraphs out of order, you're actually Yotze. But if you read the words in the same pasuk or in the same kapitel out of order, lo Yotze. Then everybody agrees you're not Yotze in that situation. What happens if a person is reading Kara Vata and he doesn't remember where he's up to? He schluffs a little bit and he says, I don't remember where I'm up to. So Yachsel Mokum Shata. So you go back to the place that you definitely remember that you last said it correctly, and that's where you continue reading your Shema. Now, Gemara starts off and says, my time of the Rav Yossi. What's the rationale over here of Rav Yossi? So it's based upon the Psukim, because Mishum Dirsiv, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, which means, Hashmeya li oznecha. You have to hear, your ears have to hear, Masha to motzi mipicha, what you're actually saying from your mouth. So that's the reason why Rav Yossi says, you're not Yossi if you didn't hear it. What does the Tanakhama do with those words? The Tanakhama, he says, Sovar Shema, Becholoshun Tashumeh. As we learned previously, he says, Shema means that you can say it in any language, you're not mukhlif to say it in Hebrew. No, that's a very good reason. What does Rav Yossi do with that reasoning? He also holds that way. Rav Yossi, Tarati Shema Minu, he says, you can learn both of them over here. As Rashi points out, that, Ki Dorashta Nami Shema, Becholoshun Shatashumeh, Shema Minu Nami, Ditzorch Lashmeel Yosno. You can learn both things, that you can say in any language, but you have to hear that language that you're saying it in. Tanos, we learned in the Mishnah and Trumos, and we're going to ask from this Mishnah and Trumos, as well as we're going to ask from Gemara's elsewhere, how does that interact with what we're saying here about Shema? So there, in regards to taking off Truma, it says over there in the Mishnah and Trumos, Cheresh HaMedaber V'Eino Shemeah, if a person who is unable to speak, but he can hear, so he's a bardas, he's a fully competent person, halachically, but he can't hear what he's saying, but he can speak, so he can pronounce the bracha. So he's taking off Trumas HaMaisos, there's a bracha that you say when you take off Trumas. So he says, Lo Yitrom, he's not allowed to go take off L'chatrila, the Trumas HaMaisos, the Imtaram, but if he did take it off Trumaso Truma, his Truma is in fact a good Truma, even though he didn't fulfill this to the ideal L'chatrila way, because he couldn't hear what he said. Now, who's the author over here of this Mishnah? Mantona, Cheresh Amadaba Veino Shemea, Dievet in L'chatrila Lo. It clearly says over here that you're not allowed to do this L'chatrila, but you can do it B'dievet. So, who does this fit in over here with our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda or Rav Yossi? Some Rav Chista. Rav Chista says it fits in very well with Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, he who said in our Mishnah, Lo Yotza, that not, Hakori Yeshma Velo Shmiel Yozno Yotza, the Tanakama, which is here, we have the Gears of Divri Rav Yehuda, which I said, the Bach takes it out because we didn't have in the Mishnah, but some just added to the Mishnah. So the opinion of Rav Yehuda is that you are Yotzei if you didn't hear what you said. And Rav Yossi comes along, Omer, Lo Yotzei, you aren't Yotzei. So now, that's in regards to Kriyashma. Ad kan lo kam Rav Yossi lo Yotzei el lagabi Kriyashma Doraisa. The reason why Rav Yossi says if you didn't hear it, you're not Yotzei is because it's a mitzvah Doraisa. But the bracha on Truma, Avol Truma, Mishum Baracha Hu, the whole problem over there isn't the taking off the Truma. That you can do Yotzei even if you don't make the bracha. So therefore, the whole bracha over there is only Din the Rabbanon. Ubracha the Rabbanon, and as well, V'lav b'bracha talya milsa. Some have this as a second opinion, others say this is a continued explanation of the first reason, but let's just learn it simple, that number one, it's a bracha the Rabbanon, and number two, the bracha is not ma'akev over here, the bracha is not essential. Taking off the truma can be done even without the bracha. And therefore, in this situation, the rabbi said, Yotzei b'di'evet, even though you couldn't hear it. So the Gemara says, this is Rav Yossi. Umimai the Rav Yossi hi. Wait a second, the Gemara says, who says that this is necessarily the opinion of Rav Yossi over here in the Gemara in Trumas? The Mishnah and Trumas. Maybe Dilma Rav Yehudi. Maybe it's actually the opinion of Rav Yehuda, who said that you are Yotzei even if you didn't hear to your ears. V'yamagabi kriyeshma nami dievet in lechatchila lo. And in our Mishnah, when Yehuda says over here, Hakori Yeshma v'loshmi yosu yotso, he's talking about only bidievet. In regards to kriyeshma, our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda, is only bidievet, you Yotzei, but lechatchila lo. And I'll show you that this is right. Teida, because look at the language. It said, Dektani Hakore, after the fact, if one read Kriyashma, which is a Lashon Dievet. And that implies Dievet in the Chatchila Lo. So therefore, our Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says, no. Amri. Ha Dektani Hakore, when it says over here, Hakore in the Mishnah, Lashon B'Dievet, it's Lodiach HaKochad Rabbi Yossi. It wants to show us the strength of Rabbi Yossi Sita that says, the Omar, even Dievet, Nami Lo Yotza. You're not going to be Yotza, even B'Dievet. But Rav Yehuda's shita would be that you are Yotzei lechatchila. So now the Gemara says, and if you look at the gears on the side, it is over here, b'mayu kimta. How do we just explain now the Mishnah Trumos? B'mayu kimta, k'Rav Yossi. We want to say that that's Rav Yossi, because the Rav Yehuda, afilu lechatchila nami Yotzei, then the person, like in our Mishnah, could be Yotzei lechatchila. We said that's Rav Yehuda's opinion, so the Mishnah Trumos should also be able to be Yotzei lechatchila. So then, b'mayu kimta, k'Rav Yossi, you're telling me that that's Rav Yossi? V'eloha d'tanya, so wait a second, we have another braisa that tells us, writes, it says, Lo Yavarach Adam Birchas Hamazon Belibo. A person shouldn't say Birchas Hamazon in his heart, which means mouthing the words without actually hearing them. But if he did say it this way, Bim Birach, if he did mouth the words, even though he didn't hear them, Yotza. Now, whose opinion is this? This is a Lashon of B'di'evit. Money. According to what we just said, Lo Rav Yossi, it's not Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi says even B'di'evit it's no good. Lo Rav Yehuda, and not Rav Yehuda, because he says L'chatchila, it's good. See, the Rav Yehuda, Ha'mar, L'chatchila, Nami Yotza. And he, Rav Yossi, D'evit, Nami Lo Yotza. So therefore, who does this statement about Birchas Hamazon go like? It seems to be an intermediate shita, and with the way we've learned it, there is no intermediate shita. Rav Yossi says, you're not Yotzei b'di'evet, and Rav Yehuda says, you're even Yotzei lechatchila. But this braisa with Birchas Hamazon says, you are not Yotzei lechatchila, but you are Yotzei b'di'evet. Shmuel says, who is this? Elamai, Rav Yehuda. It must be that it's Rav Yehuda, and he holds actually the d'evet in lechatchila lo. Oh, now we have to revise everything that we said. Gemara says, no. Eloha, the Tony Rav Yehuda, Bered Rav Shimon ben Pazi, then we have a problem, because Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, says, Cheirish HaMedab, Rav Yehuda Shemea Torim L'chatchila. He says, you're allowed to do it L'chatchila. Now, the way we just revised it was that there is no such opinion. Mani, Lo Rav Yehuda, Lo Rav Yossi, because the way we revise it now, E Rav Yehuda, Ha'mar D'Yevedin L'chatchila Lo. You're only able to be Yotzei on a B'Di'evid level, not like Rav Yehuda, Bered Rav Shimon ben Pazi says L'chatchila. And if it's Rav Yossi, it's certainly not. E Rav Yossi, Ha'mar D'Yevedin Nami Lo. So we're stuck again. So Gemara says, you're right. There are actually three shitas over here. Eliolam, Rav Yehuda. Actually, the opinion over here is Rav Yehuda. And he actually says, Vafilu lechatchila nami. He says, even lechatchila, if you don't hear it, you're Yotzei lechatchila. It seems to be a stira of Lokasha. In one place, Hodi Dei, his own opinion. And the other place where he says, it's good only b'di'evet, Hodi Rabbe. The Tanan, it really should be the Tanya says on the side, because it's a braisa. Rav Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Loz ben Azai, his Rabbi. Hakor Yishma, Tzorach Shishmiya, Liozno. You should lechatchila hear the words that you're saying with your mouth. You should hear with your ears. Shenem, and that's the opinion, lechatchila, you should hear it, but if not, b'di'evet yotzei. That's the opinion of his Rebbe. Amalei Rav Meir, Hareyu Omer, Asher Anochim et Tzavacha Yom Alev Avecha, Achak Kovanas Alev, Hein Heim Advarim. So you see that there's an opinion that says, no, that you yotzei, even without anything just with kavanah b'lev, without hearing it at all. So the Gemara says, now that we have this, we have three shitas over here. Hash the dosis lahachi afilu tamer Rav Yehuda k'rabbei sirulei v'lo kasha harav meyer harav Yehuda. Now we can say that we have a third opinion over here that's Rav Meir, and we don't have to say that the third opinion is Rav Yehuda. We can say Rav Yehuda actually holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They hold the in between opinion that lechatchila you should have hear it, but b'di'evad you don't. You have Rav Yossi who says he's machmir that even b'di'evad you're not yotzei, and now we have the opinion of Rav Meir that says you don't even need to hear it lechatchila. And those are the three different opinions, and this way we can reconcile all the different prices. It's not awesome. We learned in the Gemara, Mishnah, and Megillah, Chakok shamefully crosses Megillah. Everybody can read the Megillah. Chutz, except with Cheresh, Shot, and Kotar. Now, obviously, the Cheresh over here is talking about a Cheresh HaMedaber, the Eino Shomea. It must be talking about a Cheresh that can speak, otherwise how could you read the Megillah? So it's talking about a Cheresh that can speak but can't hear. And the Shot and the Kotan are the classical definitions of people that are not mentally competent. And Yehuda Machshiba Kotan. Yehuda says over here that a Kotan is acceptable as well. Now, Man Tana Cheresh Dievet Namilo. Who's the opinion over here that says the Cheresh is no good? That Hakul Sheirim Likros Megillah, even after the fact, says that the Cheresh is no good. So who is that? Amar Rav Nasan Rav Yossi. This is the opinion that we've now attributed to Rav Yossi, who says that Nan Hakori Shema V'lo Shmei Lozu Yotza the Rav Yehuda Rav Yossi Amar Lo Yotza even Bidi Eved. Shmuel says, Mimai the Rav Yossi, who says that that Mishnah Megillah has to be talking according to Rav Yossi, and that the Eved Namilo that the Cheresh is talking about isn't even good Bidi Eved. Maybe it's actually the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Dum Rav Yehudi Ulechatchilahu, and it's talking about Lechatchilah. You shouldn't let the Cheresh who can speak but can't hear read the Torah. The law. Ha, the Eved, but after the fact, Shapir, Dami, it would be perfectly good. Shmuel says, no, don't learn it like that. So could I talk to Tony Cheresh Dumi the Shot, because the Cheresh is lumped together with the Shot and the Kotan. Cheresh Dumi the Shot of the Kotan. Ma Shot of the Kotan, the Eved Nami Lo, they're no good even after the fact. So Av Cheresh, the Eved Nami Lo. So therefore, it must be like Rav Yossi. Gemara says, no, the Dilma Hawke the Isa of Hawke the Isa. Who says that they have to be lumped together? Just because they're lumped together, some of them are not good, be the Eved, but the Cheresh would be good, be the Eved. Gemara says, Umi Matzis Liuk Mok Rav Yehuda. So now you're explaining this as Rav Yehuda as having an intermediate shear, but we learned Vomikdani Seifa, but we learned over there Rav Yehuda Machshir B'Kotan. He said over there that the Kotan is good. Now that implies Mechal Dereisha La Rav Yehudi. From the fact that we then bring in Rav Yehuda, that implies that the first opinion is not Rav Yehuda. Gemara says, no, maybe not. B'Dilma Kula Rav Yehuda. Maybe the whole thing is really Rav Yehuda. V'Trei Gavne Kotan. Maybe there are really two types of ketanim that they're talking about in the Reish and the Sefer, and this is all the opinion of Yehuda. It's not two separate opinions. Why is that? Because the first part says that everybody's able to read the Megillah, with the exception of the Chutz, Becheri Shot, Bekotan. But what type of Kotan are we talking about? That you can't be Yotzei, Bekotan Shloi Gia L'chinuch. That's talking about a Kotan that can physically read, he knows how to read, but he hasn't reached the age of understanding. Sometimes you have a very precocious 3 or 4 year old that they can read the words, but they have no clue what they're saying. They can just read. But if you reach the child that's reached the age of chinuch, you can start to teach him what the Megillah means, then afilu lechatchila kosher, the Rav Yehuda. Then Rav Yehuda would say that he's perfectly good. And that's how you can reconcile that the first and second parts are really Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda machshir b'katan, because he allows the katan, as the sefer says over there. So now how we explained it. B'mayu kimta. What's the bottom line over here? Rav Yehuda. We've learned this all as Rav Yehuda, that v'di'evit in l'chatchila lo, that you shouldn't do this l'chatchila if it's a katan over here, but v'di'evit it's acceptable. Gemara questions this and says, Elo, hod the Tani Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Shimon Pazi. We go back to what we learned before. Here it says l'chatchila. So again, we have a problem. Money. Lo Rav Yehuda, who says b'di'evit only, Lo Rav Yossi, who says it's not good even b'di'evit. Rav Yehuda, the evit in l'chatchila lo. We have the middle sheet that now that's Rav Yehuda, but this is the sheet that it's good according to everybody. So who would that be? It can't be Rav Yehuda. And certainly, either Rav Yossi, the evit namilo. It certainly can't be Rav Yossi. So again, we're stuck over here. The same way we were stuck on the Omer Aleph, now we're stuck over here. And we have the same teretz. Elamai Rav Yehuda. What does he mean over here? It's Rav Yehuda. Afilu l'chatchila nami. He says it's even good l'chatchila. Aye, that seems to be a steer over here. Elho, the Tanya, lo yivarach adam birchas hamazon belibo, vim birach yotza. So then we have a problem with this braisa, where it says that birchas hamazon can only be said b'di'evit if you didn't hear it. L'chatchila, you should hear it. So who's that? Money. Now, lo Rav Yehuda, v'lo Rav Yossi. Because e Rav Yehuda, hamar afilu l'chatchila nami. Then it should be good even l'chatchila. Now it's stuck. Rav Yehuda seems to be a steerer with himself, like we had on the Omer Aleph. He had it over on the Omer Beis. The Rav Yossi, he's certainly no good. Hamar afilu b'di'evit nami lo. So again, we're stuck. We only have two opinions. So we give the same terrors as before. Liolam Rav Yehuda he. Actually, it is Rav Yehuda. And actually, afilu l'chatchila nami. He's the one that says by benching l'chatchila, it's perfectly good.
even if he didn't hear what you said, as long as you mouthed it. By the Kasher of Yehuda, of Yehuda, lo Kasher, Hodi Dei, this is his opinion, Hodi Rabbe, and that's the opinion of his Rebbe, Elazar ben Azariah, who says the intermediate position. The Tanya, Amr Yehuda Mishum, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Hakur Yishma Tzorach Shesh Mil Yozel, Luchatchila, you should hear. Shneimar Neposeh says Shema Yisrael, and only b'dieved, if you didn't hear, it's good. That's the intermediate position. And then we have again the opinion of Rav Meir. Now we introduce the third opinion that we now have of Rav Meir. Amar Rav Meir, how are you, Omer? Asher Anochim et Tzavacha Yom Alev Avecha, that you actually have over here the ability to just say it in your heart and not even mouth the words out loud that you can hear it. And b'dieved, that's good as long as you say something. Even if you don't hear it, you're good, even l'chatchila. So acha kavanas alev, hein hein advarim. So we have the third opinion now of Rav Meir. Now once we say that Rav Meir is the third opinion, we don't have to say that Rav Yehuda has a different opinion than his Rebbe. We can say Rav Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, because now we have the three opinions, even with Rav Yehuda having just the opinion of his Rebbe. Hash the dosis lahachi. Now that we have this as the three opinions, we have afilu tamer Rav Yehuda to Rabbe. You can have Rav Yehuda saying like his Rebbe, Elazar ben Azariah, Svirulei. Lo kashin, there's no stir over here. Har Rav Yehuda, the intermediate position is Rav Yehuda, and Har Rav Meir, the lechatchila position that it's good, that the most makel position, that is the opinion of Rav Meir. Again, it's a little bit complicated. I hope I said it clearly. But basically, you have the same idea on the Omer Aleph, repeated somewhat in a slightly different sense on the Omer Beis, and we ultimately answer that there are three opinions. You have the most makel opinion of Rav Meir that says, even l'chatchila, if you didn't hear it, you're okay. You have the opinion of Yehuda, and the name is Rebbe, Elazar ben Azariah, that says the intermediate position, l'chatchila, you should hear it, but b'dieved, if you didn't, you're yotzei. And then you have the momachmit position of Yossi that says, even b'dieved, you're not yotzei if you didn't hear what you said. Amr Rav Chista, Amr Rav Shila. How do we paskin over here? He said, Halachi Rav Yehuda, Shama Mishom Rav Elazar ben Azariah. He says that we paskin like the middle opinion over here of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, as explained by Rav Yehuda, that l'chatchila, you should try to hear what you're saying, but b'dieved, as long as you mouth the words, even though you didn't hear what you said, you are yotzei. And then he added on, Rav Chista Rav Shila said, V'halachik Rav Yehuda. And he also said, V'halachik Rav Yehuda. Now, why did he have to tell us this again? The Tzricha, you need both statements over here, that he holds Rav Yehuda like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and also he holds like Rav Yehuda. Why is that? Because if you only told me one of them, the Yashmin on Halachik Rav Yehuda, if you only told me the statement, the Halachik is like Rav Yehuda, you know what I might have thought? Hava Amina Afilu l'chatchila. I might have said that maybe Rav Yehuda Shita is l'chatchila, that it's perfectly good, even l'chatchila, if you mouthed it and didn't hear it. Kamash v'la, no. Halachi Rav Yehuda, Shom Mishom Rav Elazar ben Azariah. No, he holds the intermediate position. No, so just tell me that. Yashmin Halachi Rav Yehuda, Shom Mishom Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So just tell me it's the intermediate position, and then I would know it. What do I need to tell me? The halach is also like Rav Yehuda. So what it says, Halamina, in that situation, I might have said, Sarich v'ein lo takana, that you have to do it that way, and I wouldn't know the Bidi Eved that it's acceptable. Kamash v'lan, Halachi Rav Yehuda, tell me that the Bidi Eved is also acceptable. Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Machlokis b'kriyashma. This machlokis over here is in regards to kriyashma. Al b'shar mitzvos, in regards to all other mitzvos in the Torah, everybody agrees, divrei hakol lo yotze, that you're not yotze if you didn't, in fact, hear what you said. Where it says, that's based upon, the pasuk says, haskeis ushma yisro. You have to carefully listen, pay attention to what you said. So you have to hear what you said. Kriyashma is the exception to the rule. That's when we have a potential kula. But every place else you don't. More questions. This says, really? Every place else you have to, but not by Kriyashma? Meisvei. I'll show you that's not true. I'll show you a stira over here from a brisa. The brisa says, Lo yivarech adam birchas hamazon belibo. A person shouldn't say birchas hamazon quietly that he can't hear it. But if he did, birch yotza. You are yotzei b'dieved. So how can you tell me every place else you're not yotzei b'dieved? Shmuel says, you're right, 100% right. That's not correct the way we explained it. This is the right way to understand it. The machlokas is only by kriyashma. Eliyidmar hochiyidmar. This is what they said. Amr Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, the machlokas is only in regards to kriyashma. Machlokas be kriyashma. Only by kriyashma do you have different opinions as to whether if you didn't hear it, you're yotzei or not. Tichsiv shma yisrael. So that's why there's a machlokas. One opinion says, you must hear it, you're not even yotzei b'dieved. That's Rav Yosef. And then you have the intermediate position of Yehuda, and certainly the momekel position of Rav Meir. It says, you're yotzei, at least b'dieved, if not l'chatchila, if you didn't hear it. Avol b'shar mitzvot, but by all the other mitzvot in the Torah, there is no machmir opinion. Divrei hakol yotze, everybody agrees that you're yotze no matter what. If you didn't, as long as you said the words, even though you didn't hear them, you're yotze. Gemara says, aye, what do you do with the pasuk? Well, siv, haskeis u'shma yisrael, what do you do with that pasuk? He says, how with divrei Torah? That, again, is regarding divrei Torah. Ideally, you should say your Torah. You should learn your Torah out loud rather than learn it just in your mind. As we brought that in yesterday's year, it's a skula for remembering if a person says he's learning out loud. Now we go further. We quote the Mishnah, which says, karvelo dik dik biyosi yosea. person read it, but he wasn't careful in pronouncing all the words. What exactly does that mean? He wasn't medaktik in the saying of the words. Amrav Tavi, Amrav Yoshaya, Halacha Kedivrei Shneihem L'Hakel. That we paskin over here like this, that b'di'evet, if a person wasn't medaktik in the osios, he's yotze, and if a person didn't hear what he mouthed, as long as he mouthed it, so then in both of these situations we take the cool opinion, and that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that you are yotze over here b'di'evet if one isn't careful. But certainly one should be careful in both situations, that one should hear what he's saying, at least have the potential to hear it for certain, and a person should be very careful in the way he pronounces the Kriya Shema. And now we're going to see some additional dinim about how there's a proper way that a person should pronounce Kriya Shema. What does it supposed to mean when it says Shalosh Heino Lo Tizbano Sha'ol V'Otzerechem? There are three things. Now, we only mentioned two over here. The third one is not mentioned over here. It's brought down by the Poskim. It's talking about the third thing over here that you never satisfy is putting water into the earth. And this is Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Beis where he tells us this third thing. In any event, over here, it tells us that there are three things that are never satisfied. The grave, the shawl, and the narrow rechem. What does that mean? What do these two have to do with each other that we're saying over here that these are things that are never satisfied? So the Gemara tells us, that's why we only mentioned the two over here, because that's all we're concentrating on. The third thing, well, it's true, has nothing to do with our Inyan, that's why it's not mentioned over here. So the teachers over here that the Rechem, the womb, is Machnis, the Zera of the man goes into the woman and it makes her pregnant, and Motzi, and then eventually the baby comes out over there. And he says, so too the grave. Af Sha'ol, a kever, a grave. That's one of the reasons why the rechem, a womb, is also referred to as the kever, because it gives life, and it's the origin of life. So too, the grave is the origin of life, the future life, Tchiyas HaMesim. So Af Sha'ol, Machnis, we put Nebuch, the person, into the grave when they pass away at 120, hopefully. Umotzi, and the person will eventually come out of the grave with Tchiyas HaMesim. And he says that's why these two are combined together, the Sha'ol and the Otzer Rechem, and they're satisfied, so to say. They're going to give up what they have. So each of them got something. The Rechem, the womb of the mother, got the Zera from the man, and then gives up the baby. And so too the grave got the dead body, and eventually will give it up and Tchiyas HaMesim. And more says, "Valotram kal b'chomer," and this is a kal b'chomer over here. What's the kal b'chomer? Umar rechem shemachnisim b'b'chashoy. The zera is inserted in the privacy and quiet of the home between the husband and the wife. That's how the zera gets into the womb. And yet, when the baby comes out, motzim imenu b'koli kolos. The mother's crying. The mother's screaming with pain of the difficult pangs of childbirth. So there comes out the baby with lots of noise. So certainly, sha'ol. When Nebuchadnezzar person is buried, there's a lot of crying at the Hespedim and all the sadness about the person's death. So there's a lot of screaming and crying at the time that the body is put into the kever, into the rechem, known as the grave. So Einodin, certainly, if you have by a regular pregnancy, it goes in quietly and comes out noisily. So certainly, by the grave, if it goes in noisily, Einodin, Shemotzim, Imenu, Bekoli, Kolos. Certainly, at Tchiyas HaMesim will come out with great fanfare and noise. And this, in fact, Nikan Shuvah, the Gemara says, this is a response, an answer, to those people that say, Lomrim, ain't Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah, that we see no allusion over here to Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah. So this Pasuk in Mishlei is one of many such allusions to Tchiyas HaMesim min HaTorah. Gemara continues and says, Tani Rav Hoshaya, Kamei de Rava. Rav Hoshaya says in front of Rava the following din. The Pasuk says, Uksavtem, Hakol B'Ksav, Afilu Tzavos. He says, you have to go and say the entire Shema and write down the entire Shema in a mezuzah over here, because it says uksavtam, everything hakol b'ksav, which includes even the tzavos, would say that you should write it down. Amalei, so he responded to him. Rava said to Rav Hoshaya, "Damaloch mani, whose opinion you're going like? Rav Yehuda, you're going like the opinion in Sota that you don't have to write down. Rav Yehuda says all the parts of the Sota on the special parchment that they would write down and then erase and have the Sota drink. The Amagabi Sota, it says Olos Kosev, you only have to write down the actual curses and then erase them. But the Savos, the fact that the Pasuk says go write it down, that you don't have to write down. Ain't no Kosev. So this must be like Rav Yehuda Shita, that you're saying that over there by Sota you don't have to write it down, and over here by the Mezuzah, for example, you do have to write it down. Gemara says, "V'ha'asum hu dirsiv v'kasav esa'olos ha'ela." But there, you could say that it says specifically only write down the curses. But here, it doesn't say anything about the olos, the curses. It doesn't have curses over here. "Avahachu dirsiv uksavtom." You just have to write down afilu tzavos nami. You write down everything in the pasuk, even where it says, "Go write this down." So Rava concludes, he says, "Otu tamed Rav Yehuda mishum dechsev v'kasav." Is Rav Yehuda's reasoning over there by Sota because it says v'kasav? Tamed Rav Yehuda mishum dechsev olos. It says write down the olos. So only over there, Alos in Tzavos Lo, because the Pasuk says, write down the curses. It doesn't say anything about writing down the Tzavos. And therefore, Itzrich, here you have to say it, because why do you have to say it over here? Why don't we just say it? Here it doesn't say anything about the Olos. So there are no Olos over here, so you should write down everything. So Gemara says, Itzrich, you need it. So, I might have said, because by Sota it says, Ksiva, Nelev, Ksiva, Ksiva, Mehosim. Just like by Sota, Mehosim, the Olos in Tzavos Lo, even though it says the Olos only, but maybe whenever you have the word Ksiva, Avhocha, even though it doesn't have over here anything that you would think that you shouldn't write it down Tzavos, but maybe you would learn out Xeru Shava over there from Sota. So, might have thought, Avhocha, Nami, Tzavos Lo. You might have thought that you don't write down the Tzavos in the Pasuk on the Mezuzah that says Uksavtum, Ukshartum, and things like that. So, Kosa Rachmana, Uksavtum, you have to write it down, Afilu Tzavos. Even the Tzavos have to be written down. So, therefore, that is the proper way by a Mezuzah to write down the entire Pasuk, even the Tzavos. Then we continue, Tani Rav Avadja Kameh Rav, or Rav Avadja learned in front of Rav the following. The Pasuk says, Limaritem, She Limudoch Tam. That when you say it over here, when you learn it, you should make sure that you pronounce everything properly. Sheitain revach bein hatvekim. You should have pauses in between letters that alliterate. So, as we'll see in a moment, that you have to make sure that you read each word separately and don't have what in the French language is called liaison. That when you have a letter at the end of a word that's the same letter at the beginning of the next word, you just pronounce it once. That's called liaison. So don't do that when you're reading the Shema. So only Rava Basrei. So Rava gave examples of this. Kigon, for example, al levavecha. You have to make sure that you pronounce the lamed in the word al and not merge it with the lamed in the word levavecha. So you say al levavecha like there's only one lamed. You should say al levavecha. Likewise, al levavchem. There has to be a pause in between the lamed of al and the lamed of levavchem. Likewise, the same many examples over here. Bechol levavecha. Bechol levavchem. Esev Bisodrecha. So you have to have the veys and the beis. They could combine also. Vavaretem, the mem, mehira. They shouldn't be combined and sound like only one mem, and all these letters, the same idea. So too with words that don't have the same exact letter. Hakanof pisil. It's the fey. One is a facial fist, one is a fey, but it's the same sound. So hakanof pisil. So you have to make sure that it's two separate pronunciations. Eschem, meyaretz. So you have to make sure the mem and the mem, even though one's a mem sophis and one is a regular mem. So all of these words, there are many others, one has to be very careful when he reads the Shema. In some of the Siddurim, they actually have like a psik, a line, to remind you, don't have the words run on. Because there are other words as well that you can have a problem with. You have, for example, a word that could sound, we have a mem and an aleph afterwards, like for example, kshartem osam. If you say that real fast, kshartem osam, it would sound like you're saying, well, Rahman al-San, you should bind their death. So therefore, one has to be very, very careful in his pronunciations over here. Furthermore, Amar of Chama Bervichinina, he says, Kol HaKori Kriyat Shema, if somebody reads Kriyat Shema, Medaktik B'Yosiyoseh, and he's careful about the pronunciations, Mitzadin Lo Gehenim, they're going to cool off Gehenim, Rechman L'San, if this person has to go to Gehenim, so the fires will go down a little bit, he'll be protected, he'll benefit from his being Medaktik in Kriyat Shema. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Shenemar, before race, Shaddai Melochim, Bo Tashleg B'Tzalmon. So how do you read this over here? So it says, Atikri before race, which means to scatter, Ella before Reish, which means to pronounce properly, and Al Tikri Bitsalmon, which means the shadows, Ella pronounce that word like Bitsalmovis, which means the shadow of death. So therefore, you'll be protected somewhat, if you pronounce the words of Shema correctly, you'll be protected somewhat from the heat, Rachmon al-Islam of Gehenna. Then we have another statement of Rav Chama Barim Chanina, Rav Chama Barim Chanina, Loma Nismachu, Oholim l'necholim. Why in the Pasuk does it combine over here the statements about the rivers and about the tents? Tichsiv, kanecholim netoyu, like the river stretching out over here, kiganos ali nohar, kaholim not tavagom. It's like a spread out tent. So what's the comparison over here? Lomaloch, ma necholim, malinus aldu mitumul tahara, just like a river can make a person go from being tummy to being tar by being tovel in the mikvah of the river. So afoholim, malinus aldu mikaf lechova. So too, spending time in the oa, learning Torah, can change a person from being in the negative situation to being in a positive situation. Mikaf chova lekaf zuchus, can turn you from going from being a person who doesn't have zuchusim to a person that does have tremendous zuchusim. Then we quote the Mishnah, which says, "Hakori l'mafrei lo yotze v'chuli." If a person reads out of water, he's not yotze. It's a revami v'revasi. There are a great Amoraim, first generation Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. Havukok katrin le'ganona l'Rabbi Elazar. They went and were making a chuppah for Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a major Talmud over here of Rabbi Yochanan, and they were making a chuppah for him. So Amar Lehu, so he said, "No, why are you going and doing the chuppah? Of course, I'm going to go and learn. You guys can't go to the Beis Medrash. You're busy osek in the midst over here of making my chuppah." As Rashi says, "Koshin l'chuppah lasio isha," and therefore I'll go to the Beis Medrash, and I'll tell you afterwards the words that I heard in the Beis Medrash. I said, "Am Lehu," and I'll tell you what I heard in the Beis Medrash. So this way, you won't miss out, even though you're doing such a wonderful mitzvah over here, you won't miss out on the learning. Ozel, he went to the Beis Medrash. Ashchi l'tana, he found one of the Amorayim, the Ktani Kamei of Yochanan, in front of his Rebbe, Rav Yochanan, was saying over the following brisa. It says in the Tosefta, Korah, the person read Shema, v'ton, he made a mistake. Ben yodei alehei chanta, but he doesn't know where he made the mistake, so he doesn't know exactly at what point he stopped saying it correctly. So the din is, the Bached's over here, Yachzor l'rosh, he should go back to the beginning. The emtza perek, if he's in the middle of the perek, so then yachzir l'tchilas perek. That's the correct gear, so both in the Bach and on the side. So it depends where the person made the mistake. If he doesn't know where he made the mistake, then go back to the beginning. If he knows he made the mistake in the middle of, let's say, the second paragraph, so then go back to the beginning of the second paragraph. It means the Rosh of the second paragraph. Bein perek leperek, yachzor leperek rishon. If he's not sure which perek he just finished, the first paragraph or the second paragraph, so then go back to the paragraph that is the earlier paragraph. And this is Ben Ksiva L'Ksiva, Yachzor L'Ksiva Rishona. So if he's up to the words, for example, Uchsavtom, and he doesn't know, is it from the first paragraph or the second paragraph, you have to assume the worst case scenario, go back to the first paragraph. That's what this Amora said over this Bryce in front of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan responded to him, he said, Lo Shanu, this is only true, El Shalo Pasach B'Laman Yiri Mechan. That which we said, that you have to go back to the earlier paragraph, is when he said, Uchsavtom, Almazuzos Be'Sech V'Sherecha, you don't know if it was at the end of the first paragraph or the end of the second paragraph, then you go back and assume that you just read the first paragraph and not the second paragraph. That's only true if you didn't start Leman Yubi Yemechem. But Avol Pasach B'Leman Yubi Yemechem, if you already started to say Leman Yubi Yemechem, then we can assume that that's where you really were up to, even though you didn't realize it. Your own mind, so to say, took you there. Sriche Nokat the Osi. You can assume over here that Imastama said it in the correct fashion, and he really was up to the second paragraph going into the third paragraph when he said Leman Yubi. A sircha is like an adhesion in a lung. So mistama, he's just going along in the normal way. Just the fluency of what he's saying, he didn't make a mistake probably, and he really is up to the third paragraph. Also, so Rav Elazar went back to tell Rav Ami and Rav Asi, we learned the Beis Medrash, Amulei, they said to him, oh, yasha koyach, ilu lo bonu, elu lishmo adover zeh, if we hadn't come over here today, instead of just doing the mitzvah of the chuppah, if we hadn't heard this over here, wonderful, dayenu, this would have been a kedai for us to just come and hear this over here. Well, this will conclude today's share.